Matika Wilbur is the photographer behind Project 562. When she came to Utah State University on November 15th, it was the 37th university she had spoken at that month. Her project, named for the 562 federally recognized U.S. tribes she initially planned to visit, is dedicated to changing the way we see Native America.
There's a desperate need to shift the collective consciousness to acknowledge our own First People.
Wilbur has been on the road since 2012, traveling to both federally recognized tribes and tribal communities to take portraits of indigenous people as they are today. Her work is part of an effort to shift the historically based, one-dimensional way Native Americans are perceived, especially when it comes to education. She asks the question, how can we address the social issues facing Native Americans, including disproportionate incarceration, domestic violence, and sexual assault, when Native Americans are often perceived as one-dimensional stereotypes situated in a historic past?
I argue that we can't. And that, to me, is why it's so important that our education systems encourage our young people to learn more, not just about indigenous communities, but Native American, African American, Asian American, Latin American, you know, the studies of our people of color, the fabric of this country, deserve to have equal value, resources, and representation in education.
So far, Wilbur has visited about 480 tribal communities. By the time her project is finished, she estimates she'll have visited about 790. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.